the microphone. So a lot of people, if you're doing print, you don't have to worry about this. And I think a lot of journalists are nervous about the presence of a microphone because that's my medium. If I don't have a microphone on, I don't have a story. So, you know, it is intrusive, but it's actually not as intrusive as you would think. And I think a mistake that some people make is trying to build trust first and then turn on the microphone later, which again comes back to the other problem that you're not getting the story told to you for the first time. But I've found that, you know, people are put off by it, and I spend the first 5 or 10 minutes talking about something completely different, icebreaker type stuff or background, just for them to forget about the microphone. So for the first 5 minutes or so you've got it right here and it's down here and we're talking, and then we're just making eye contact, and by then it's just face to face and they really don't pay any attention to the microphone. And I think it's more jarring if you put the microphone on and off based on what they're saying. And most of the time, people, they just get used to it. And I feel it's also honest. They know that it's all on tape. And I almost always, in sensitive issues, tell them ahead of time, so that they agree to the microphone, that if they want to, if afterwards they realize that they were too, they exposed themselves too much, or they weren't comfortable, I would agree not to use that. And almost never does that come up. And then the last thing, I'm just going to toss this out as a question that we can deal with later if you want, which is how to handle things when you have somebody who breaks down telling their story on tape. You know, when it's for a magazine or a print, generally you can't tell if someone is sobbing. On radio, you can tell that someone is sobbing, and it's often in a very important part of the story that you want to tell. And I often struggle with whether it's exploitative to have someone breaking down, being that emotional on tape. It's certainly very powerful. So from the story's point of view, it's usually important to see how this has affected someone. But I often wonder, is that exposing somebody more than they had initially wanted to be exposed? They didn't know they were going to have a breakdown talking to me.